Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hey, how you doing? Hope you're well rested like we are after a nice three-day weekend. Thank you to President's Day. We are back at it. A lot to recap. Feels like a Monday, even though it's Tuesday. Long sports weekend, a lot going on. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. We got a lot to cover, and if you want to jump on with your observations, it is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Feel free to follow me on Twitter at CraigESPN, follow Pete at PShep326. And with that, we are underway. Pete Shepherd, how are you, sir?
I am absolutely fantastic, my man. How you doing?
I'm
great
good.
Weekend, long weekend.
You got some sun.
I did. I got a lot of it yesterday. Hung out with some friends at the pool. Didn't play any golf this weekend.
Really?
Nah, had some tournaments going on. Couldn't get on.
Do you have the shakes? Are you going to be okay?
No, I'm fine. Shaking. I'm just
withdrawal.
Shaking with joy.
All right.
No.
And then, well, I know you will get to have some fun because you and I are playing poker tonight out at the dog track.
We are.
The Naples Fort Myers Greyhound track on Bonita Beach Road, 7 o'clock. Knock us out. Get a $100 bounty. Should be a big crowd there, you know, because, you know, just the population here in Southwest Florida is like quadrupled in the last couple months. And that means more people are playing poker.
Great tournament. It's an $80 buy-in, 15,000 in chips, 15-minute blinds, and it's a lot of fun. I'm expecting, you know, I'm thinking about 100 people tonight minimum.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. That'd
but
be
it's
a fun.
Lot of fun. Good. And great. You can eat the tables. Great service. My ladies, Luann and Tammy, are awesome. They'll take care of you the whole night. So,
all right. So can't we're wait. All set for tonight. In the meantime, 4 hours to let it rip and get caught up in the sports world with everything that happened and this
I worked
weekend.
Out before the show, just like Antonio Brown.
I saw you on our Facebook Live, which you can still see, by the way.
32 seconds of me working out on my fake elliptical.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get the cardio going?
Does Antonio Brown need help? I'm being half serious when I say this. Something is not right with that young man.
Well,
nah, there's ego. He's you know, he's a diva. There's
diva
ego,
wide
diva.
Receivers, right?
Something is not right with that man. Something ain't right. And if you're the Steelers right now, what I think I was telling you, you know, off the air, the headline that. He says, yeah, we've worked things out. What does that mean?
It
sounds really nice. Sounds really nice that you met with Art Rooney. What does that mean? Both agreed it's time to move on. Okay, Antonio, cordial meeting. Easier said than what does that mean? Because if I'm Art Rooney, here's the deal. You know the rest of the league's got you by the you-know-what now because they think you're just going to deal them and get peanuts for them or a sixth or seventh round pick,
right.
Which maybe in the end that's exactly what happens. But for now, if I'm Art Rooney, I go, you know what? Tweet, Instagram, do ellipticals, do push-ups, whatever you want to do. I think Drew Rosenhaus's agent is at a loss too. But here's the thing. You're going to play for us or you're going to sit. And if you don't show up, then we will start litigation against you. You won't get paid. And that'll be that. If I'm the Rooneys, I call his bluff and take it from there.
Well, here's
because he's on dangerous ground right now.
Here's the one wrinkle in all of this. Look, he's a pain in the rear, and he's devaluing himself by telling everybody, by telegraphing everybody what the Steelers have to. They're not going to release him. They want to trade him. All right, fine. Are they going to get anything more than a 6th-round pick for this guy? Here's the one caveat in the whole deal, though. I mean, he's a top one or two guy, so then you get more than one team. If you get two teams that are interested in him, now his price goes back up. But he's sitting here wanting all guaranteed money, and again, I think we were starting to turn the corner on the guaranteed money thing with Kirk Cousins and Alex Smith, but then Alex Smith happened, and owners are going, well, see, wait a minute. Now the Redskins are going to be in a bind for a couple of years now. If he never makes it back to the football field, paying all that money for a quarterback. I don't know where we are on guaranteed money in the NFL. I don't know if that was a brief trend. I don't know if that was a trend that stopped. I don't I don't think he's going to get guaranteed money. But
well, he's guaranteed $21.3 million this year if he plays.
Well, that's true.
I mean, but if he if the Steelers do not have to trade him, let's be clear here. Sound like Stephen A. Yeah. The guy's under contract with his team for three more years. They don't have to do diddly poo, nothing. And if they set a precedent, what type of precedent is that going to set for everybody else? Not only on the Steelers, but maybe in the National Football. Oh yeah, this guy, this big diva wants a trade. We're just going to accommodate him. No.
Well,
why should they?
Well,
they should. It's a bad look. I don't think Art Rooney's going to do it. I think he's going to do exactly what I said. Antonio, you're due $21.3 million. Unless we get an off-the-chart first, second-round offer for you, you're staying here. You don't want to play? You don't play, and we will file lawsuit litigation against you, and you will lose, and you won't get paid.
Here's the problem with that, and it all makes sense. And you're saying handle it the way the Pelicans try to handle Anthony Davis with the Lakers. Give us more, mm-hmm. or we don't have to do anything.
He's
under our contract.
They don't.
I get it. But this is the same organization that just went through a year of hell, granted 2 years of hell, with Le'Veon Bell. I don't think they want to go through this again with another star player not showing up, even though he's because you could see it. You could see Antonio Brown going through the motions and causing problems and saying, look, yeah, I'm on a contract. I'm just not going to show up. They just went through this with Le'Veon Bell. I don't see the Steelers wanting to go through this anymore.
They have to. Why they can't? They can't just. So what is the alternative? Trade him for a seventh round pick?
Trade him for a seventh round pick?
No way. Or, that'd be stupid to do that. Well, they may come down
it's
to.
What, I'm, it's I what the say, market will bear.
Yeah, but they don't have to. They don't have to accommodate them. They are under no obligation to do anything he wants.
Name me one idiot team that's going to offer a second round pick for him right now.
Nobody.
Right.
Nobody.
The market's not. So the Steelers' choice is sixth rounder, probably.
No.
Or cut him and take the $20 million hit.
No. Or they keep him. He doesn't play for them and he doesn't get paid. They don't have to pay him if he doesn't show up. He should hold out. Don't go to OTAs. Don't do anything you have to do. If he doesn't show up for training camp, he gets fined. And then if he doesn't show up for week one, take it from there. He doesn't get paid.
That's what I would do. But I'm telling you, Antonio Brown, he won't sit there quietly. He'll be there on social
media.
He'll be causing problems. The Steelers are tired of the problems.
I agree. But what? So what? Go on Instagram. Go on Twitter. What's he going to do?
He will do that.
Go elliptical naked. Whatever you. I don't. What's he going to do? Yes, he's a pain in the ass. We all know that. But what? He doesn't have leverage here. He doesn't. And I don't think Art Rooney's taking a sixth or seventh round pick for him. Not now, anyway. Not now. You may be absolutely right. You might be right. In the end, they may get so fed up. They may just say the hell, but that's what he wants. He wants to control the situation. If they bow to him right now, that sets a bad precedent for the rest, not for the Steelers, and it opens up a gigantic can of worms for every other freaking diva in the NFL. Don't you think? I mean,
I totally agree with you. I just think this team, this particular team, coming off of what they just did with Le'Veon Bell, changes the chemistry.
They don't
of the
need
situation
him.
A little
They'll
bit.
Juju Schuster. They'll get Connor. If Tomlin can get his head out of his truckus, he'll be.
I hate kowtowing okay. to. I hate giving in to prima donna athletes. I do.
I don't think the Rooney family's going to do it. I don't think he's going to do it. And it just cracks me up. The headline that they've resolved and they've agreed to move on. Okay. Great, Antonio. What do you think? You're gonna Rooney's gonna just say, "Yep, we'll take whatever garbage they want for you and give you up." He's too smart a businessman for that. No way. I'm wondering what Steeler fans think out there, or just NFL fans in general. I let him stew. I let him sit there. They don't have to do a damn thing, not a damn thing. And if he goes over, crosses that line, where he's close, he hasn't crossed the tampering line yet. But he's getting close, and knowing his mouth and how he can't control himself, he probably will. And if that comes out, then all bets are off again.
You know, here's my biggest fear and all this, because I heard a whole bunch of rumors this weekend over the weekend regarding football and wide receivers. Here's a vision I have, and it's a vision from hell.
You like vision?
It's the play-by-play guy for the Patriots,
Bob Soucy.
Tom Brady back in the shotgun, first and 10. Odell Beckham Jr. lines up wide to the left. Antonio Brown wide to the right. Brady back to throw. Take your freaking pick.
Don't you tease me that way.
There was all these stories that the Patriots were running hard and heavy on Odell Beckham Jr. this past year.
There's also a rumor this week because Colin Kaepernick's agent went on CNN and said that Bob Kraft was interested along with the Carolina Panthers. No, that's a fabrication. of an agent desperately trying to.
It wasn't even an agent. It was just a lawyer.
His lawyer.
His lawyer just guessing out loud.
Guessing out loud. Well, no. Look, if they were that interested, they would have already signed him a long time ago. I think that's a whole other story we'll get into. Colin Kaepernick is never going to play in the NFL again. I'm absolutely convinced.
You really
of it
think so?
Yep.
Because the blackballing continues because of his lack of ability. He hasn't played in two
it's
years. Because
our
because
speculation,
of what?
I think, now was wrong. He's not getting any 60 or 80 million. I think we overshot the mark because we thought there was going to be hush money. And we made the right presumption at the time. But clearly, he did not get the big millions of dollars that we wanted. Clearly, when his agent or when it was released, the news was released, I think Friday night late, that he still wanted to play in the NFL. And if that's the case, he ain't getting no 60 to 80 million in any settlement. He probably got, maybe he didn't even get 20. He may not even gotten that.
Why do you think that? Why can't he get have his cake and eat it too? Why can't he make $60 million on a settlement and then still get go play?
I
why does that have to be exclusive?
I would be shocked if that was the case. I just don't think so. I think because there's confidentiality agreements in there, and obviously part of it, we thought, might be that he never wants to doesn't ask to play in the NFL again. And I'm not sure that, I don't think that's the case. I don't think he got anything close to $60 million. I don't think he got close to 50 or $40 million either.
I'll stick to my number until I hear otherwise. But,
okay.
I don't know if we will hear otherwise. But I think we will at some time. It'll leak somewhere. But
the fact that the story's out there that he still wants to play in the National Football League tells me he didn't get the kind of money he was looking for.
Well, I mean, why? What's 20 million? I mean, what's 60 million? What's it?
Well, 20 million's 1 year. 60 million's 3 years.
I know, but yeah. I mean, he can get a lot more. I mean, quarterbacks are making 200 mil now, and Manny Machado's making 300 mil in baseball.
I'm not
now.
Saying he couldn't go back and get another lawsuit going again. Who the hell knows? I'm saying right now, today, Friday, I came to your side. I thought, you know, at first I said, well, maybe he's just getting 20. Then, you know, your point, you made a lot of sense. I'm like, okay. And then we saw the confidentiality agreement statement come out. And I'm like, oh, you know, maybe you're onto something, Craig, 60 to 80 mil. But now, after what happened and transpired this weekend and some of the stories that I saw, I'm nowhere near convinced of that.
All right. And speaking of money, as I just alluded to and Chris said at the top, Manny Machado making 300 mil for 10 years to go to the Padres. That's the other big story. The Padres, Pete.
Yeah.
The Padres.
Not
let's decipher this a little bit. What now you alluded to me that the Padres have the best minor
the best
league
minor
system in baseball.
Yeah, they do.
So they've got young up and coming talent. Any of it ready to play now? I guess they got 10 years to join Manny Machado, right?
Yeah. Well, here's
although there's a five-year out.
Here's some numbers for you. The Padres have invested $528 million in Will Myers, who, if I'm not mistaken, was a Red Sox prospect, through 2022.
It was a Ray.
Was he?
Yeah.
It was a Ray, and I know when the Red Sox made that deal, not Kimbrel, might have been, I forget who, but they gave up three of their top prospects of the Padres not too long ago. And I forget all their names, to be honest with you. Eric Hosmer through 2025 and Manny Machado through 2028. $528 million in those three players. So I know on the surface it looks like, oh, Manny Machado signed this deal and the Padres aren't going anywhere, yada, yada, yada. But
they're not.
Maybe not this year.
Are they going bankrupt? That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
And again, this is a one-year, and Eric Hosmer signed that $144 million contract last season. That was a previous record setting. This is, by the way, this deal, 10 years, $300 million, $30 million, that's the largest free agent contract in the history of American sports.
As of today.
Think about that as of today.
Rise Harper will break that by Friday.
You get $301 million.
Yeah.
$300 million in one penny.
So what do we think this does to the Bryce Harper? So obviously, I think this will speed it up, right?
I think it takes San Diego out of it.
And that was being discussed for a while, about 4 or 5 weeks ago. San Diego all of a sudden was mentioned to be the front runner for Bryce Harper. Look, I think Bryce Harper is going to Philly or staying with the Nationals.
Think about this. I just read this. This is unbelievable. The Orioles drafted Machado with the third overall pick in the 2010 draft.
Yeah.
Two picks after fellow free agent Bryce Harper, Machado had committed to play at FIU, signed with the Orioles for $5.25 million. This 2010, just minutes before the August signing deadline.
Wow.
So Machado made his professional debut 11 days after signing, playing for the Gulf Coast Orioles He played 7 games with Class A short season Aberdeen and to finish that season, then played 101 games during the 2011 season with a pair of Class A teams in the Baltimore City. But think about that.
Sounds like the scouts back then knew what they were doing. I mean, we talk about in the NFL. The NFL is so front and center. You draft. We know the ratio is about 50% of the first-rounders are busts. Baseball, it's hard to keep track of that because we don't see these players for like 2 years, 3 years, and then they finally make it to the big leagues, and then who knows if they pan out.
I think baseball is the toughest sport. I mean, we all say the NFL draft is a crapshoot, but there is nothing more of a crapshoot in sports than professional baseball. You don't know. Everybody knows the Billy Beane story, 5'2 player, can't miss, blah, blah, blah. You know, barely could get out of his own way for 5 different teams and is a better GM than he was a player despite having it all. Had a scholarship to Stanford. And a lot of guys are like, I think it's, you just don't know. There are very few, we talked about this all the time, very few Doc Goodens, very few Robin Younce, very few Alan Trammells, very few Daryl Strawberries, the teenagers, Ken Griffey Jr., the ones that come up right away, play, have a cup of coffee in the minors, if at all, and go right to the majors. It's tough. And most of them fail. Most of them don't make it.
Jameson Taillon went number 2 overall to the Pirates in the 2010 draft.
Hey, did he get his $5 million, though? Manny Machado got $5 million.
So Machado was third. Machado was third. The guy you just mentioned was second. And then
Christian Colon was fourth.
Colon?
Maybe it's Colon.
Colon?
Colon, yeah.
Still, those guys, those guys got their $5 million checks, never panned out. And if you play your cards right with $5 million when you're 18, 19 years old, should be able to set you up for a while.
And it was Drew Pomeranz.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he made it.
Then it was followed up by Barrett Lowe, L-O-U-X.
And Drew played for the Padres for a while, played for the Red Sox. Now he's with the
Matt Harvey went number 7.
Yeah.
All right.
So the Mets.
He made it to the show.
Yep.
It's the same year Chris Sale was drafted number 13 overall by the White Sox.
It's
a
hell of a first round.
Yeah, good first round.
Yep.
Looking to see who else is out there. Christian Yelich, 23 by the Marlins.
Good pick.
Glad to get rid of him.
Yeah, right.
Those are notables.
Oh, so I'm going to say right here, baseball scouts are better than football scouts. Although it's probably about 50%.
But it's one thing to have good scouts or great scouts, but you got to have a GM that knows when and when not to pull the trigger, too.
Yeah. Good call getting rid of Yelich.
Yeah.
Please.
Was it going to pan out?
So I got the projected opening day starting lineup for the Padres.
Yep.
Okay. Signed Ian Kinsler, your leadoff.
That's right. Yep. Former Tiger.
Kind of on the backside, but that's okay.
Yeah. Steady.
Still a Gold Glove second baseman.
Manny Machado, number 2.
Yep.
Hosmer in the 3.
First of all, is he going to play a short or third? Okay.
He can play both, though.
They've got France playing third base and batting in the 8 hole. Cleanup is Will Myers.
Yep.
Number 5, Hunter Renfro. Not the Clemson wide receiver. I guess there's a baseball player named Hunter Renfro.
Who knew? Yeah.
I didn't.
I'm old enough to remember Mel Renfro for the Dallas Cowboys.
Last year he batted 248 with 26 home runs and 68 RBI.
Oh, there you go. I didn't watch a lot of Padres baseball last year. Followed up by Manuel Margot.
Yep.
Francisco Mejia.
Mejia.
Ty France, and then your starting pitcher.
Now, how many games below 500 did they finish last year? I mean, can they... That National League West is funky. The Dodgers stunk for half the year. Then they were the best team in baseball for the second half of the year. The Giants underachieved last year. I'm just wondering, can this ball club hang around 500?
Well, Arizona was the best team in that division 2 years ago.
Yeah. Right. So I'm just wondering, do they have a chance?
Joey Lucchese was the best pitcher last starter. 8-9 last year in 26 starts with a 4.08 ERA.
They finished 66-96.
All right, that's not good.
Then you got Eric Lauer, who's 23. And I want to see Lucchese.
Fourth fewest wins in all of baseball last year.
Okay.
Lucchese's 25.
Orioles, Royals, Marlins,
Tigers,
and Tigers had fewer.
Yeah. So I'm talking about.
White Sox too. So,
okay.
Robbie Aaron, he's 28 years old. I mean, they have a young starting staff that isn't horrible. It isn't horrible.
All right. Now that Manny Machado is worth $300 million, he's worth it because the team agreed to pay it to him. Where does Bryce Harper fall? The 400 number is ridiculous. Okay, not even considered.
The 300 number is ridiculous.
It is all ridiculous.
But it's worth
but
it.
But that's the market
There's
price.
There's value for 300.
There's value there for 300? All right, because I heard that the Yankees just stood on their 220 offer. They weren't going north of 220 for Machado. So now he's got the 300. He's going to be a Padre. And somebody sold him on the fact that they're young and up and coming, and they're going to build around him. I'm saying he's taking the money and running out to a beautiful San Diego lifestyle, and he'll never win again.
Yeah, I know that's the easy way. That's what a lot of people are thinking, but I still think the Padres, they might surprise you. Maybe not this year, but next couple years, I think they're going to be an up-and-coming team.
So having said all that, like back to Bryce Harper, what's his number now? Somewhere between 300 and 400. It'll be under 400, but it'll be more than 300. So where does he fall?
I still think he's
three and a quarter?
I still think he ends up with the Phillies.
I think he gets a million more per year, so 310.
Yeah. 330?
How's he going to turn 10, that down? 310? How's he going to turn that down? If the Phillies offer it, or maybe he goes back to the Nationals. I think the Phillies are going to eventually sign him. So,
but I think he goes back to the Nats.
Aren't the Nats on the record for they'll pay the 300, right?
Yeah, they said they would, but yeah. Boris was in
right
his ear all the last eight off seasons telling him, hey, 500's hanging out there. We just got to go get it.
500.
Half a bill.
All right.
Insane.
We will discuss this. Speaking of baseball, I believe, is it tomorrow, Chris? We'll give away some tickets to the Red Sox preseason opener to against Northeastern on Friday. So we'll give those tickets away tomorrow. All right.
And real quick, 239 says, Pete, how do you talk crap about AB, but you drool over OBJ going to the bats when he's just as much and even more? No, I think you're wrong. OBJ, okay, he may beat up a kicking net and do something. OBJ is, I think, gets a bad rap a lot of the time. He is not AB. I'm sorry. I'm not drooling over, but I'm not saying. Craig brought up the rumor of him going to the Patriots. That doesn't mean anything. I don't care. Yeah. Forget that. Forget any of that stuff. We both agree. All of us. We would all take OBJ over AB in a heartbeat.
Let's make that a poll question today.
Yes.
OBJ
That's
or
a great
AB?
Poll question. Yes.
Who would you take? Who would you rather play for your team?
Yep, absolutely. Now, he does some kooky things on the field, but I would to me, it's not even close.
Sorry, who are you guys taking?
OBJ
I want to be in
AB.
Unison with you guys.
OBJ.
Okay.
I would take OBJ over Antonio Brown. But let's see what let's see what the numbers say.
Yeah, we'll
put it on
I kind of agree with that.
Twin Peaks Twitter poll and see how that shakes out over the next three.
One guy
hours.
Gets hurt and the other doesn't. But yeah, we'll go with the guy who gets hurt.
Well, that might be part of your reasoning. Maybe you're willing to put up with the noise if your guy's going to be out there and play 16 of 17 games. He's going to mail in the 17th and not play.
But good news. Maybe I'll switch back to Antonio Brown because he had this tweet of this gem of a tweet an hour ago. God use me for your will. Well, that convinces me. Change my pick.
Very
I'm all in now. Now that God's on Antonio Brown's side, I go, I'm all in.
There you go.
Guess he's not on OBJ's side. He's on Antonio Brown's side.
All right. The National Hockey League is on the side of the Alliance of American Football. Yeah. We'll tell you what that's all about. The league almost collapsed under its own weight in week one. I'll tell you what those details are all about as we continue. We have Sound Street around the corner as well. It's Sheeman and Shepard warming up on a Tuesday, coming back from a three-day weekend at 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at CraigESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
We are never, ever, ever getting back together. We are
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Antonio Brown, Steelers, never getting back together. We never know. We'll find out. You know what? Pete and I were discussing here at the break. I think we're going to add a second question to our Twin Peaks Twitter poll already. Who would you rather have on your team, Antonio Brown or Odell Beckham Jr.? I think we need to put another one up. Says, if you're Art Rooney, the owner of the Steelers, what would you do? And the options are trade him, cut him, force him to honor his contract. I think that would be an interesting play on
I've talked to a lot of Steelers fans the last couple weeks. They have all turned on Antonio Brown. They are so sick of it. They are so sick of it. But I think, if you were Art Rooney the second, Craig, what would you do?
My inclination is to say, look, I got you under contract. I expect you to fulfill your contract. I'd be pretty hard line on that. I'll go back to the point I made last half hour, though. It's a little bit different with the Steelers because I'm already worn out from the Le'Veon Bell situation. He had a contract offer and decided to just sit. And now, by the way, the rumor is the Steelers are still thinking about franchise, not franchise tagging, but transition tagging him, which means that they have the right to match any offer that comes from anybody else here this offseason. So that story's not done yet in Pittsburgh.
They have
either.
All the leverage. Yeah. Antonio Brown does not have any leverage.
He's got 3 years left on the deal, right?
He's got 3 years left on his deal. And the only thing that could happen to him is he's going to say something he shouldn't about, it'll look like tampering. He hasn't yet. He's come close, but he hasn't yet. He can still say all this stuff. He hasn't mentioned particular teams yet, but basically threw it out there on his elliptical Instagram post. Hey, look at me, a super chest and whatever it is.
Mr. Big Chest.
Oh, Mr. Big Chest. Sorry.
Get it right.
Jesus, I'm so sorry.
Super Chest. What a ridiculous nickname.
Pete is Mr. Red Chest.
I am Mr. Red Chest.
Right now, after getting sunburned this weekend.
By the way, I've been sitting on this. You know what you look like, Pete?
What?
A lobster.
That's what I said in the paper. I said lobster boy. I do look like a little bit.
I got burned down by the harbor.
I bronze up quickly and nicely. I'm feeling a little sexy. I'm
nice Mediterranean skin you got.
I do.
Not like me and Craig, Mr. Alabaster over here.
We're having a white-off over here.
The albino twins. Oh, you need some.
Hey, you'll need your sunblock for the Southwest Florida Junior Anglers Championship. Kids, come out. Parents, if you have kids that like to fish, the age groups are ages 4 through 15, and there's two divisions. Cash, straight up cash, homie, right there. You get the highest, most weighing fish. You get the cash prizes. It's March 2nd. That is right around the corner. It's in a couple of weeks. Go to our website at 993ESPN.com. $75 per angler, and again, up to $5,000 cash prizes. We'll all be there. That's on March 2nd, so get yourself
and
signed
you
up.
And I are headed up to Stream Song, beautiful golf resort, at the end of the show on Friday.
Yeah.
Going to be up there for the weekend.
Looking forward to that.
Cannot wait.
Got to get some extra golf balls.
A little jelly.
Yeah.
As he says, the guy will be at the Masters in a few weeks.
Well, I said, I'll be jelly this week.
It's all about now. Yeah. I mean, later. He's
not in April. Second weekend of April.
The Masters this year is like in May. Everything's so late this year.
April 14th
I know.
Is the final day of the Masters. The national championship game will be played on April 8th, I believe.
Wow.
That Monday?
Why are we getting such a late start?
It's weird.
Easter's late, too. Like the 26th or so, 16th, I don't know, of April. Everything's late. But anyway. And then tonight, we're going to be out there playing poker out at the Naples-Fort Myers Greyhound Track. So we have a lot of fun, whether we golf, whether we talk on the radio, whether we play poker. It's just one fun event after another.
NFL Network just came out with a story, Kevin Patra, about Antonio Brown and the Steelers and yada, yada. Both agreed to time to move on. Steelers have yet to weigh in on the nature of the discussion between Brown and Rooney. In the article, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported the Steelers agreed to work on the potential trade, but Brown and his agent Drew Rosenhaus do not have permission to speak with other teams. According to Ian's sources, Rappaport reported last week that the sides would meet in Florida to discuss the well-documented offseason drama with the Pro Bowl receiver.
Wait a minute. Now, you just said something interesting there, because normally when teams agree to part ways, and if it's amicable, usually the player and the agent are then allowed to contact other teams to try and work out some sort of deal. That's not the case here.
According to Ian Rappaport, that is not the case. It said the Steelers agreed to work on the potential trade, but Brown and his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, do not have permission to speak with other teams.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound so amicable.
He's going to be a Steeler next year.
It's not amicable. He might be a Steeler. Technically, he may not ever play for them again. I still don't think. I think he'll hold out. If the Steelers are smart, call us. Just let him sit there and stew.
Can they please keep Antonio Brown and transition tag Le'Veon Bell?
That
would be awesome for talk radio.
Yes.
It'd be great.
Yeah. It'd be a nightmare for Ben Roethlisberger and that locker room, right? And Mike Tomlin.
Oh, but I don't care about that.
No, I don't. I don't either. That would be spectacular.
It'd be great.
I'm all for it. That's what we'll root for, because we root for chaos on this show. You got chaos in Pittsburgh.
And the 215 has asked a couple times if Dirk dissed LeBron at the end of the first quarter of the All-Star game. I didn't watch any of it.
I didn't watch one single moment. I thought the slam dunk contest, the one highlight I saw was absolutely abominable.
I saw.
That's what you get. What, do you jump over Shaq and dunk a ball?
Yeah, it was Superman.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Shirt underneath.
Yeah.
Whoop-dee-doo.
DeLillo.
I turned it on. Was it Sunday night or Saturday night?
Sunday night. Okay.
I forgot it was on.
I turned it on to see how it was going. It had just gone to halftime, and I saw one team had 94 points at the half. I'm like, this isn't good basketball.
Yeah, but they always ratchet up the defense with about 2 minutes left in the fourth. Sure.
All right, let me play a quick quiz amongst you two real quick. All right, because we had, like, I guess, four major sporting events. We had the NBA All-Star festivities this weekend.
KD, MVP. Best player in the league now.
So we're in the skills competition, though.
So we all, care about. We all watched
the Tatum?
Yeah.
We all watched 0 minutes of that, right?
Right.
Of actual game time. Okay.
I didn't watch that either, by
Daytona,
the way.
You know what I got into?
Daytona 5, what?
You know what I got into last night?
What?
Lightning Blue Jackets on NBCSN.
Okay. Yep. I almost watched that.
Bolt's looking good.
It came across on my guide a couple times, and I almost hit enter, but I just didn't. All right, Daytona 500. Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
I watched quite a bit.
I watched quite a bit of that.
Nice big wreck, 17 cars with 10 laps to go.
Yeah.
Pete, I know you're not a NASCAR fan.
I saw that. I when I was at Foxborough Sports Tavern, by the way, I had a great time with Phil Castagnetti.
Okay.
But it was on. I glanced at it.
Okay.
It's just I did see the pileup at the end. Something we talked about on Friday.
Yep.
Last several laps, you don't know who's going to win.
Riviera Golf. How much did we watch?
I watched more of that.
I watched less than I thought I was going to.
I watched some Sunday morning.
Okay.
Is when I watched, but outside of Sunday morning,
I watched. The
I think
lap.
I flipped it back over Sunday to watch Justin Thomas miss his putt on 18.
Yeah.
And Tiger
got in the top five with the seventh hole and then just fell apart. Said he got tired.
He started off with birdie, eagle, birdie, I think.
Yeah, I believe he was six under through his first five.
I watched most of that. I saw the whole
Friday. Is that Saturday afternoon? I don't know. The days ran together.
I saw the last 2 hours of the final round.
What is the deal with Phil Mickelson's calves that has gone viral? By the way,
implants.
Golfers are allowed to wear shorts in practice rounds and pro-ams starting this weekend.
Ooh.
That's golf.
What progress?
Getting crazy.
They have to change. Keep doing this and changing it. They're losing too many.
But apparently, we saw a picture of Phil out there, and Phil's kind of doughy, but not his calves.
Pliable. Yeah.
His calves are like Arnold Schwarzenegger esque. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
Was that
photoshopped?
A lot of calf raises. Yeah. No, he's got good calves.
Is that important in golf? A good calf?
I
think core and upper body is more important.
I don't think core, maybe for stability.
He's stable. All right, and how much AAF football did we watch? I did not watch a lot.
I watched some of the San Diego Fleet. I saw
and Atlanta, was
that
it?
I saw the San Diego over the head pass.
And they both have dark uniforms, and how's a quarterback supposed to see downfield?
Got to get new uniforms there, and I flipped it over to Orlando on Sunday afternoon. They were in commercial, and I never went back.
So, big problem. We're all big fans of this football league.
Maybe 3 minutes.
Okay. That's about what I saw.
Yeah.
They weren't on a big boy network. They were all on you had to find them a little bit. The story was that the league was not going to make payroll Friday. After its first week.
Oops.
And so, is it Durden or Dundon? The owner of the
Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Hurricanes.
Dundon.
Mm-hmm. He gave him $250 million. Now he's the CEO of the league. I don't know what this does with the is it Charlie Ebersole
and
Bill Polian.
Yep.
He's just an executive.
Okay, what is this? Okay, but so now they needed a cash infusion after week one. I'm questioning whether this league is viable long term.
Chuck said that this wasn't needed, that they were just capitalizing on the good ratings from week one.
Uh-huh.
So
nobody believes that, though.
No. I don't believe that. I'm just,
All right, so I want to speculate. We don't have time to do it here, but I kind of want to play connect the dots and follow this through. Is this league in trouble? Is this league a one and done? What does this mean for the XFL that comes on board next spring? Are they going to have competition, or are they going to be the only spring league? I know they got $100 million because Wrestling Boy sold a half of his WWE and put $100 million into it.
I don't care what he did. I still think what's going to happen eventually is the NFL is going to make an investment into this league.
Do they want to?
I think they will. I mean, it's the second week. Well, the ratings haven't come out yet.
It's going to be hard to see the ratings because they were on TNT. They were on the NFL Network. They were on CBS Sports. But you're not going to be able to get a big CBS Network number like they did in week one.
No, I totally agree. And even on TNT. And people, as some of these are still on quote-unquote basic cable, well, CBS Sports Network is not. You're going to pay for extra sports package for that. But even there's still a lot of people out there that don't have – there's still a percentage of the United States that people don't have cable.
There's a large percentage that don't have cable because people have chosen to cut the cable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a big percentage now.
So just to follow up on our pigskin picks over the weekend from the AAF, which I'm glad we'll get to continue this.
Yes, week
because
three.
I think it's great.
And I'm in the lead again.
You are?
But I'm closing.
But Pete had the best weekend, going 3-1.
He lucked out.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're picking AAF against the spread. I think this is all luck.
No, I feel like I know what I'm talking about.
Best team in the league does it again. Best game of the day, Orlando and San Antonio.
Yeah, the defense allowing 29 points to the Commanders. That should be some cause for concern. But, yeah, they put up 37 and 40 in their two games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Pete had a 3-1 weekend.
Mm-hmm. And then you and
Craig,
I
me and you,
two.
We both went 2-2.
So I am 6-2.
Craig's leading the way at 6-2. I'm a game back at 5-3, all and right. Pete is at 4-4, just two games back. These pigskin picks far more competitive than the NFL.
And 500 ain't gonna cut it in this league, boys.
No, I don't think so.
All right, coming up, we've got a trip down Sound Street. More headlines of the day. Kyler Murray, what is he going to do at the combine, or should I say, what is he not going to do at the combine? We'll discuss some of that as we continue, and some college basketball rivalries tonight and tomorrow night. We'll get into some of that, too. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I think you're serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sound Street brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples, helping men stay in the game and live healthy, happy lives. Check them out online at OptimalMale.net. Let's start it off with all the noise around Antonio Brown. Of course, he and Art Rooney II had a little powwow today. They said everything's good, everything's mutual. They're both agreed to go their separate ways. But Antonio Brown doing his social media while doing the elliptical. This is him on AB's Instagram account.
If your squad out there want to win, and your squad want a hungry wide receiver, who the best in the whole world, someone hit my phone. Tell them I ain't doing no unguarantees. I ain't even going to play myself no more for this NFL, you heard? I think I done everything. What y'all think? What left for me to do? Win the Super Bowl? Hey, got to be the right team for that, right?
Sounds woefully out of shape. It's because he sat out week 17 and hasn't done squat since.
Most likely.
All right.
Honest to God.
You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Drew Rosenhaus is his agent. I still remember Drew Rosenhaus having to deal with another flamboyant wide receiver and Terrell Owens doing crunches in his driveway during a similar situation.
Boy, those were the days.
I mean, they just don't change them, do they?
Who works out in their driveway?
with media around watching.
You walk down your driveway.
I do not work out. Yeah.
No, Chris does. Chris walks down and back. That's his workout.
Chris is running now, man. He's getting ready for the half marathon.
Oh, that's right.
Didn't wake up today.
No? Didn't get her done?
Well, it's Sound Street. Never mind.
Okay. We'll catch up on your life later. Drew Rosenhaus talked about what kind of discussions took place between Antonio Brown and Art Rooney.
Antonio had the opportunity to meet with Mr. Rooney, clear the air on a lot of issues. They shook hands. They gave each other a hug. And both sides agreed that at this stage of Antonio's career, it is in his best interest, in everyone's best interest, Antonio, the Steelers at this juncture,
you,
to move forward and work on a trade.
There you go.
Yeah. Great. Except, easier said than done.
Except Drew's not.
And how are you going to convince another NFL team that Antonio Brown won't do the same crap again if he doesn't like the situation in a year or two?
Got to send him to a strong locker room, Pete.
No. Let him stew in
Send
Pittsburgh.
Him to Foxborough.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's blow this up.
Put a grenade in there once and for all.
Accommodate the diva. Let him sit there and stew.
Wendy Nix asked Drew Rosenhaus, what was the actual tipping point when things went sour between AB and the Steelers?
Well, I'm going to focus on the future. I'm going to focus on the positive meeting that we had today. And I think moving forward, the message is that Antonio is excited about this coming season. moving ahead, positive things as it relates to the Steelers organization and the Rooney family. So with all due respect, I'd rather not look back, but look forward to what should be an exciting couple of weeks.
I don't know.
Should the Dallas Cowboys grab him? They need a stretch rod receiver.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. What?
Although, did they learn from their TO mistake?
What are you giving up?
I'm selfish. I don't care. It's not my draft pick. What? Don't go to Miami.
By the way, Jerry Jones was asked about the Colin Kaepernick stuff today, and you wouldn't comment on it, but that's another thing.
He's learning.
Yeah.
He's learning. All right. Let's see. When he also talked about, I got to get me some guaranteed money. Let's take a listen.
Well, I'm never going to disagree with the client. Antonio was clear about what he's looking for, and my job is to make everything happen that I can that's in my client's best interest. So rather than getting into any more specifics than that, I'll do my job.
Okay. There you have it. Drew Rosenhaus, agent for Antonio Brown. More reaction. Damian Woody reacting to all of AB's Instagram nonsense on Golic and Wingo.
What the hell is wrong with this guy? Like, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
Oh, my God.
Like, you have, like, really turned into a caricature of yourself on social media. Like, really. Dude, you're the one that wants to be traded. Get the hell off social media.
Yep.
You have representation for a reason. If that's the route you want to go, let them handle that side of the business. But to be on the elliptical and, you know, talking all crazy and, talking about, you know, any team, just call me. Yeah, like any team is going to really call you to tamper with
Tango. Because you're in the contract.
Right, because you're in the contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, dude, you are just killing your situation.
I agree. And Drew Rosenhaus, I don't care how Drew Rosenhaus must be going nuts right now.
Tell his client to shut up.
He can't. It's impossible for AB to shut up. Remember, he's a victim here. He's always been a victim. Can't go out to the store. People follow him around. Can't live his life.
Oh, he's going to look so good in a Patriots uniform next year.
Patriots or Cowboys, I'm going to flip a coin on it. I mean, those are one of the two. The Colts have already said they don't want him, and they got all the money in the world.
That's a good call.
Yeah, they don't
Jim Irsay making a right move, huh?
There you go.
Can't say that too many times.
And the only way the Patriots get him is if Pittsburgh is dumb enough to just give up a 6th-round pick or a 7th-round pick.
They're I'd be cool with that.
Oh, for that,
I really think that's
for that
the
I take a gamble.
I think that's the type of personality that can blow up that locker.
Yeah.
I'm taking waivers at this point. I got to do, you can't win the lotto unless you buy a ticket. So let's make this thing happen, huh?
Chris wants to take the pin out, throw that baby in there, and watch Tom Brady turn gray before our very eyes.
I want to see him go off on Tom Brady the way he goes off on Big Ben.
He wouldn't.
I think he would.
That's fantasy anyway. Let's not even.
It's your fantasy.
Not my fantasy at all. I think my fantasy is for having him stay and stew in Pittsburgh right up until week one on September 5th.
Then send him to Foxborough.
There you go. All right, coming up, Kyler Murray's going to the combine. What's he going to do? And how tall is he, actually? We'll have all that coming up. It's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.